This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens Good Day.
You're listening to Doug Steffens Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen.
Have mercy, baby.
It's a good day for
reaching back
along.
Into the vault for
yes,
this puppy.
A
lot of good day songs. A lot of versions of this song that we probably ought to play because they make you feel good, right? Crank this up, will you, James, for a bit?
Good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose. A good day from morning till night.
You have nothing to lose by feeling good. About yourself and about the day, all right? And maybe you're feeling cooperative today. Maybe you're accommodating. And maybe you're thinking, oh, well, I had this little thing with my loved ones. Maybe one person, your spouse or your children or somebody that you're close to. And you haven't offered your best side. So just think about turning around or turning it over, right? Because we all, what's that business, Jay, nature and nurture? They
yes.
go
hand
in hand.
They both
yeah, they
exist.
Do.
They both yeah. are equal. And yeah. also, if there is a bad moment or a bad moment doesn't create a bad day. We just dwell on that bad moment for a long
yeah.
time. But if there
right.
is a bad moment at your doing with somebody you love, genuinely apologize. Apologies are, I think, overlooked too often because of our
uh-huh.
own sense of pride and ego mm. gets in the way. And
yep.
it is just so healing what an apology can do for a relationship. A genuine yep. apology, not just saying the words to get the fight over, but genuinely.
What can I do to stop this? Well, enjoy yourself for sure. What have you been doing to enjoy yourself lately, by the way? What did you do yesterday to enjoy yourself? What are you going to do today? I know that it doesn't take long for me to come up with a story about having my grandchildren around and my children doing FaceTime with my son last night and his son, Jasper. When Jasper sees me, he gives Gramps, no here. That's what he said. When he's looking at the screen, I'm not there. Even though he can see me talking to me, he looks at Brendan quizzically and says, Gramps, not here. So, but we still had a conversation anyway. All right, here's something for you to contemplate. Put yourself in this position. A fellow named Tom Gilby, who is a wine merchant, has a video that's gone viral. He uploaded this video of himself blind tasting a different glass of wine during each mile of the London Marathon. So he's seen stopping to guess. This is the marathon season, obviously. The New York Marathon, L.A. Marathon, Boston Marathon, the London Marathon. So he's seen stopping to guess the drink's grape variety, its country of origin, and its vintage. And I guess he was able to guess 7 correctly and 14 almost right. And then he got 4 of them wrong. Some of the wines that he tested were from a Burgundy Pinot. I'd never do this right. Pinot Noir. What is it?
Pinot Noir.
I shouldn't be telling the story. You should be. Although I don't know that you're. Jennifer. Wait a minute. Let's
Jennifer
save this. We'll save this story for Jennifer. Yep. Okay. Enough of that. All right. Let's talk about the weather. Sure. Every program should talk about the weather, right? There have been a lot of tornadoes this week and that sort of stuff. And people are wondering whether it's being caused. I thought we had La Nada. And I keep into the it's interesting, Jay, how people respond to things. I've said, probably 3 or 4 times in the past 3 or 4 weeks, I've talked about La Nada.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe in the last couple of weeks. So La Nada is neither El Nino nor La Nina.
It's not so, a Lada.
It's not a Lada. Da, 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 da. Ba-doom. No, El Nino and La Nina. Say it again, Doug. There it is. El Nino and
right? Nada. You want to say Nada. El Nino
I'm gonna
and
do it.
La Nina.
El Nino, the feminine and the masculine, and then there's La Nada, which is neither. So if we don't have El Nino and we don't have La Nina this summer, we're going to have La Nada, which is a new sort of term.
It's not a new thing. It's just we have to call it something now because everything needs a label.
You got it. So anyway, we've been having some fun with this because it is the strict interpretation of La Nada is the nothing. So that means nothing is happening, but that's not true because I'm looking at a temperature outlook for this summer from next month through Labor Day. This is from the end of May, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Above average temperatures are forecast over nearly every square mile of the 48, the lower states. And drought conditions are also forecast for some of the places where there have been droughts. But the good part of the forecast is that we don't seem to have, at least at this point, a whole lot of outrageous rain. Last year, in my neck of the woods, we had rain, and more rain. So it made it very difficult to farm. My farm was, and the land that I use for farming purposes, was wet all season. So we really couldn't get the crops off of the field, the hay and other things, corn, till really end of the season. So anyway, that's on the farm. There are a number of meteorological reasons for the summer weather. It may be, well, I would say if I were to take one word for last summer, it would be brutal. Between the droughts that were extreme and the wet weather that was extreme.
But isn't this year supposed to be like hold my beer, like way worse?
No. Where'd you hear that?
I kept hearing that it's going to be hotter. Not drier, but it's going to be significantly hotter.
Where it's warm, it's going to stay warm and maybe a little warmer. But the fact that there isn't a La Nina and El Nino influence on the weather, for whatever the reason, and it is because when you have a La Nada, it's the temperatures on both sides of the equator pretty much are stable. And so the weather, interestingly enough, over much of the planet is predicated by the Pacific equator and what goes on there or doesn't go on. So if we look at the weather for the next few months, if I were to summarize it, there's an 85% chance that we will have a climate-centric, what's the word I'm looking for, a centrist pattern between. So it's not, again, not El Nino, it's not La Nina. So the hurricane season, for example, is not supposed to be so bad because there aren't, you know, a whole lot of influences that would make it that way, even though earlier in the year the news media would have you believe, look out! Look out! And now, so they look at these tornadoes. Hey, every year there are tornadoes.
Yeah.
That's what happens at this time. It's like snow in the wintertime.
Except, you know what? This past winter, as somebody who loves winter, loves the snow, I felt very cheated.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad winter.
It was very disappointing.
Yeah. All right, so, we look at the tropics, and then we want to relate everything to us here in North America. Certainly in the wintertime, when you're transitioning from El Nino to La Nina, you have the same kind of stuff that we're talking about here. The weather isn't as clear cut, it's not as easy to forecast, and it's not usually as radical. So I guess the idea here is when you have a snowstorm, it's easy to predict, okay, it's going to snow. Or when you have a heavy rain, it's going to be heavy. But if you're not going to have any of that stuff, and that's what you were just pointing out, we had a mild winter for the most part, in the North America, certainly in America we did. And so, am I making too much of this? I may be going on here a little too long.
I personally find it fascinating because
it
is one of those things of, it's almost, I don't know if it's just registering for me for the first time, but making sense why everybody keeps saying this is going to be like potentially the hottest summer of our lives, going to be significantly hotter, because with El Nino and La Nina, bringing in cold versus hot, well, it brings in rain, you know,
yeah.
It brings in all of that stuff, which cools things down. So if we don't have either of those, then it makes sense why it's going to be a scorcher and why I'm going to hibernate and be an indoor cat.
Uh-huh. Okay. There you go. Being an indoor cat. Let's see. What else have we got here that is of interest and importance? A Colorado woman says that her marriage to her husband has gotten stronger after they went viral for revealing they discovered that they're cousins. Huh?
This is one of
those
things.
DNA test.
Yeah. This is one of those things.
It's like that show on TV that finds your roots.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is, so you hear, okay, they found out they're cousins. A, how did you not know you were cousins? Because when I first started reading this, I was thinking, how did you not know? I know all of my cousins, because I'm thinking first cousin. But they're like, the DNA test, they could be, found that they could be anywhere from second cousins to seventh cousins. So if they couldn't figure out where their connection started, I mean, you can find out your second cousin. But if it's, then clearly it's farther than that. So does it matter? Are you really that closely related if it is like sixth cousin, seventh cousin? Because we're not talking first cousin once removed or twice removed. We're talking full blown like sixth or seventh cousins. Like
they don't even live in Mississippi either.
Fairly even share the same DNA, like barely.
Mm-hmm. So why is it unhealthy to have this? Well, when you have children, they can be really messed up. But they're in their 18th year of marriage, so.
Well, but
they're
not even closely related enough for that to happen. Like, that's more if you're first cousins or siblings or closer blood related. Like,
so what's the lesson we're carrying away with this from this story?
Maybe societal norms.
They have three children.
Societal norms say don't marry your family members if you're related to a certain point. But didn't royals do that?
Yeah, of course. And look at what they came up with. I make it very, it's very important for me to have the bloodlines, the variety of bloodlines in my cows. So when I get a bull every year, I make sure the bull is not related to any of the cows that I have had, either I have or I have had, because that would not be good. So a little extension of the same thing. All right, well, good, because they're doing okay, it would seem. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Wait. Skechers put the S in comfort?
Yes. Comfort you have to feel to believe. Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Let me try. Okay, I'm just stepping in and... Oh, wow. Skechers put the S in comfort.
Duh. We told you.
Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. The last time we talked to Elizabeth Miller, we were touting the 27th anniversary and the special savings for buying various products that are available. Not only is Calitren, in which folks who are smart enough to take advantage can get up to 50% off the product. Is this for all products?
It is, y'all. It's on everything. And, you know, like Doug said, that is number one for weight loss, is number one for health. It's also drug-free, stimulant-free, so there's nothing in it that's going to affect you negatively. There's no side effects with this product. This one's actually good for you.
One of the great things about this, by the way, use Doug and you get free shipping and access to all these things, but you can get a counselor to help you in your weight loss efforts, and that's a fabulous thing, unique to the Calitren folks. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Here's Laura Reynolds.
We all know that we should keep our focus on the road, and GM's Dan Glaser told me what GM is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now, 23 after the hour, what's in this portion of the program that's good for you as a listener to Good Day? Well, because social media is such an important part of our existence, like it or not, what about an update as to some of the technical things, the hidden dangers, if you will, lurking beneath the tech revolution, like AI and that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lots of insidious security threats. This is from Silicon Valley itself, because a lot of it there has, a lot of those companies there have remained very important to breaking down barriers. There are a lot of people who have achieved, because they're visionaries, a lot of these people that go out there. You know, we have Route 128 here in Boston, which is considered Silicon Valley of the East, and there are a lot of things that are being done there. A lot of innovations for medical and for technological, a lot of these things.
Real creations.
Yeah, right. But there's a lot of corruption, it seems, in the story of Silicon Valley. The tale of how government and most of the vibrant parts of our private economy come together, in a sense. Silicon Valley, not a place. It's a cauldron of ingenuity, a source of invention, a seat of vast power. And is it, the question would be here, Jay, an empire built on sand?
That is a good question. And I like that statement, an empire built on sand.
Yeah.
Will there be a fall? I mean, we use all of this technology day in and day out. We look at social media. We look at the development of AI, and half of us don't even realize that AI is part of social media anymore. If you try to Google something or search something, a lot of times you'll have this AI-generated, these suggestions and all of that. But it raises the question of, there's also the news stopping, where they block it so that a lot of people aren't seeing news stories. Users get shadow banned, which basically means that the social media site has decided to block that person from being seen and without any notification. And it raises the question of First Amendment rights and what rights do users genuinely have, especially because these are private-owned entities.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just...
More of the same questions, actually. Some of these questions are repeat offenders, if you will. Think about how technology is being used by the military, if you will, by, let's say, the stock market. This is, if something happens to the stock market, then the economy around the world is shaken badly. And I was thinking, as you're going through some of this info here, remember a couple of weeks ago when there were four or five major grids that just went down?
Yes.
It was in an afternoon, and some people think that was a test brought on by the government to see how we would react to it if the Chinese were successful in doing what the rumor mill has them doing, all these 20,000 Chinese men that have come into our country illegally in the past, since the beginning of the year, more people leaking into the country, and who knows where they're going. Is that why the Chinese bought all this land in the middle of nowhere so that they could create an army here to do who knows what?
A lot of conspiracy theories are looking to be more like, not relevant, but more like there could be some hidden truth and not just your run-of-the-mill, quote-unquote, crazy conspiracy theories or anything like that. But also, look at the way this has been happening for a while, and it's getting more so, but people have always been saying, well, I think my device is listening to me because I had this conversation with my friend.
Of course it is.
I'm getting ads and stuff. Well, what's happening is the it's more the devices we're talking to each other. So if you had a conversation with your friend and your friend was telling you information, chances are your friend already Googled that and already was searching it themselves. So because your phones are in close proximity, but it's only a matter of time when, the devices are full-blown going to be listening.
Talk to themselves. Yep. That's it. Welcome to our world 2024. Now, 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Avoid an unpleasant surprise at checkout. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You scored a great hotel rate online, but...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Cleanup efforts underway after deadly tornadoes in America's heartland. Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management Director Annie Mack Vest.
And so just making sure that people have what they need is the most important thing right now. And the other efforts as we begin to come in and help the city managers, the elected officials.
Tornadoes caused extensive destruction in several towns, including Sulphur, Oklahoma. Former President Trump is in New York City ahead of the second week of testimony in his hush money trial, which resumes Tuesday. Judge Juan Merchan expected to hold a second hearing Thursday concerning Trump's alleged breach of his gag order. House Speaker Mike Johnson still facing threats of removal from some conservatives within his party. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene said on Sunday Johnson's days as Speaker are numbered after he supported additional aid for Ukraine. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Good day,
sir.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Hi, guys. It's Jen. And don't forget, we're rolling out the red carpet just for you. You're the star. Call 855-999-DOUG and add to the conversation. That's 855-999-3684.
Are you crying?
That's it?
No.
No,
are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Was that Madonna who's crying?
No, that was one of the other characters, but I absolutely love the timing of the clip versus your question when she basically answered, like, is that it? No.
No. No. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file. Did you know the fax machine was actually invented while people were traveling on the Oregon Trail in the 18... No. Right? You have, first developed, what, it was the 1980s when we used a lot of fax machine? But go back further than that, much further, actually. The earliest version of the fax machine was patented in 1843. The first large-scale wagon train was on its way to Oregon. At the time, there were 1,000 pioneers who set out from Independence, Missouri to go west. The American West was uncharted. There was no Industrial Revolution until the 1870s. It had started in Britain, but hadn't come to the United States yet. So this fax machine, which was created in 1843 by a Scottish engineer, name was Alexander Bain, made use of the telegraph technology that had been invented to, you hear about the telegraph going along. When the trains were being built, the tracks were being set up, they set up these lines so they could communicate with the people at the other end of the line that were building the track to know how far the track was laid down, so how far could they send a locomotive. And so that was the original facsimile machine. A fax machine isn't really a fax, it's not about fax, it's a facsimile, meaning facsimile is, okay, this is sort of a mock-up of the original. And that's where fax came from. But it was the first one was attached a, they took a stylus from a clock pendulum, and they sent the information. It was like a telegraph. Again, as I said, it's the beat of the telegraph. You know how they go, and they have the Morse code and whatever it is. So that was what they sort of made a machine that would transmit those images. The sound was one thing, and the images were another. But I bet you didn't know that, right?
No, that's pretty fascinating. I would not have thought, like, a fax machine was created and still it was actually happening during the time on the Oregon Trail. Like, I thought dysentery was the big topic.
There you go. Now, how many fax machines do you think are in operation today around the country? Still.
I feel like a lot still, because I still see in, like, emails where people have under their signature and their contact info, they still have fax machines. I personally have had to send fax to people for various reasons because that's what they needed instead of an actual email.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I would say a lot. I don't
43
think like
million.
That makes sense. How many pay phones are still around?
I'm about
that's
35.
That's the one that I'm like, they're about, it
seems. Yeah. This guy, by the way, Alexander Bain, invented the first electric clock. As for those of you who... He was kind of like the Scottish Thomas Edison. We were talking about Thomas Edison yesterday, the day before, I think, in terms of what's going
on. Yeah, Hollywood isn't Hollywood.
Yeah, right. All right, I have something that's going to make your ears ring that I'm going to tell you for the first time. It's known in the community, in the talk community, in the radio community, but it isn't known yet among my listeners, but I think it's time for us to have the first conversation of several this week about the fate of the Good Day program, which I have been doing since 1988. This is the 36th year, and it will be the last. As a matter of fact, this week will be the last of the Good Day daytime weekday shows. Now, before you get all worked up about it, those of you who have been followers for many years. I have people who have been listening to this program since pretty much the beginning. Radio stations that have carried it. The stations know that I've had to make a change. And so what we're going to do, not to belabor the point that the program is going off the air Monday through Friday, it will become, as of this weekend, the Good Day weekend program, in a sense, because we're going to air 4 hours of material on Saturday, and we're going to air 4 hours of material on Sunday. So every week, stations around the country will have the Good Day program. They'll be able to access it, fresh program, new program every Saturday, and a fresh program and a new program every Sunday. Now, this in addition to all of the other programs that I have done that were outside the Good Day show, like the American Family Farmer, the Good Day Health shows, Talk Radio Countdown show. Those programs all continue as they have been. There'll be no changes there. For those, and I know some of the radio people, the radio station folks are not happy because we've only been able to give you a week's notice, but the reality is, the truth is that this is a situation that's really out of my control. The business has changed greatly. I look back over the 60 years that I've been on the air, and I think about how the technology has changed, how the driving forces of formats have changed, how the world has changed. We're all, you know, change is part of what we have to live with, but we don't like. Do I like doing this? No. Do I have to do it? Yeah, I really kind of do. And so Jay and I will continue, and Jennifer, to be available and to be on the air. And so for many of the stations that carry the program, there will be content that will be available Monday through Friday, and you'll hear on a lot of the same stations, you'll hear the program. But it'll be an offshoot of what we've done on the weekend. Still something that is valuable and up to the minute, if you will, pertinent, relevant, all of that stuff. But in terms of what we can do with the available technology and the available resources, the way we do the program now, which is when you hear it, for the most part, people are listening early in the morning, or they're listening to the show in the morning drive or mid-morning. Most of the time what you're hearing is actually being done, which hearing what's on the air is what we're doing at that moment. That will change under the circumstances. But I don't, you know, with technology changing the way it is, Jay, and having all of the realities of what people listen to, you know, there's no video that's actually live. There's no television. There are very few occasions when there's a live television show. Most all of it is recorded. And so most of the radio stuff, whether you know it or not, especially music radio, there are very few quote-unquote live shows anymore. And they're all voice-tracked. Maybe that's too inside, but it's that's somebody who sits in front of a computer screen with a microphone and does various what they call transitions between songs. You think they're in the community where they are, and they're probably halfway across the country. And so that's the way the music world has gone. I'm not suggesting that's what we're going. That's not where this goes, but yet the technology is available to bring pertinent conversational programs that don't necessarily have to be live. So thus the best of that a lot of stations are forced to carry on the weekend that they don't want to carry, but there's no other programming around. Other than Walt Sabo's program, I think he calls him, what does he call himself on the air, Walter Sterling, on Sunday night, and he's going to do, beginning a week or two from now, he's going to start doing a late night program. He and I are great friends, and he's another Cleveland guy. And so he's doing that. He's been a consultant. I've used him on this program, and he's great friends with your father, Jay. He's a good broadcaster, a good guy. Interesting character. And then Bill Cunningham from WLW in Cincinnati does a Sunday night show as well. But other than that, it's hard to find. As a matter of fact, I think it's impossible. This will be the only really new program that's airing over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So thus, there's a rush of stations already. We have a group of four stations that are in the Raleigh area that signed up yesterday. And when you look at the independent stations around, and even some of the corporate outfits, they're looking for good, fresh content, although a lot of the three big corporate entities cram the programming down to the stations. This is something, obviously, is voluntary. I've been around, everybody knows who I am, everybody knows what this program is about, everybody knows the quality of the program and the integrity of the people that are on it. So that'll give us a leg up, plus the fact that there's nothing else around on weekends. So weekday programs you'll still hear, and weekend programs you will hear. And so I pass this along because it is sort of one of those things that is a milestone. I've hit a lot of milestones in the 36 years that I've done this program, and I look at this as just another way of accommodating the needs of stations, and frankly, the need for me to not spend as much time in the studio as I have. Jay and I will still be busy. She's not going anywhere. We have a lot of stuff to do that we want to do that is more, you know, podcast-oriented, shall we say, more linear. in the sense that it's the same. It's somebody listening to somebody else and their thoughts and what's going on. It's just in a different way. So you'll hear us on radio stations all around the country still. Matter of fact, more of them. Mm-hmm. And you can still get, the specialty programs like the American Family Farmer and Good Day Health and the Talk Countdown Show. That'll be available as a streaming or podcasted thing as well as in real time. Honestly, I don't really know what we're going to do about the stream for the weekend show yet. We're still kind of working. This has all come about in the last week or 10 days. It's not like I've been planning this for a long time. But the needs of what we can live with and what we can work with have just changed. So that's why we are changing to adapt to the situation. And I don't know what else to tell you other than that's the update. There'll be some rumors around stations. We'll say, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. We've had a lot of problems in the last couple of years. And so this, I suppose, is a culmination of that to a point. A lot of technical things that have happened just because the world of radio and all of the technology that equates this. I mean, look at the trouble that they're having with the television and movies because there's such a split. There's so many different things to listen to or there's so many things to watch. It's where Chuck Curry has said many times, you look at the television, big ratings used to be garnered by shows like The MASH Show. MASH was 28 million people a week. Now a successful show has 8-9 million listeners a week. So radio is changing, and I have to adapt to that. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Wait. Skechers put the S in comfort?
Yes. Comfort you have to feel to believe. Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Let me try. Okay, I'm just stepping in and... Oh, wow. Skechers put the S in comfort.
Duh. We told you.
Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684 and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your 2 free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Good day, Health Doctor Jack Stockwell is here with us. He has a website which is very helpful, I would say. That maybe that's too simplistic, because he's got a couple of websites that are helpful. ForbiddenDoctor.com has a lot of things in it that, as they say in some of the ads, other doctors don't want you to know. Or the drug companies don't want you to know. So anyway, we have this exercise with Jack every week as part of his hour on the Good Day Health program that you can hear around the country every weekend. The focus today on a couple of things. I want to talk to Jack, first of all, about this study that we have earlier talked about on Good Day, the ultra-processed food and how it's linked to heart disease and cancer and 30 other health conditions. This is not new news. I don't think it is anyway, but the British Medical Journal has done a great analysis, if you will, a study of the results of information from people, like 10 million people participated in various food questionnaires and their histories and that sort of thing. And the findings are pretty frightening, considering the fact that about 73% of America's food supply is ultra-processed food. 60% of the daily energy intake in our country is from ultra-processed food. Before you start cleaning out your pantry, though, understand what it is. When we say processed food, it's almost everything, Jack, when you get down to brass tacks, like bread, yogurt, things like that.
The more it does not recognize or resemble what Mother Nature made, then it's processed. And the problem with processed or ultra-processed or hyper-processed foods is simply the more it's processed, the more the nutritional value has been removed.
Mm-hmm.
So they're either, it's just, we eat food not just to fill our bellies and get rid of hunger. We eat food in order to supply the micronutrition that our heart needs, our brain needs, our blood system needs, our kidneys, our bladders, our livers, our pancreas. They're all dependent upon certain kinds of nutritional sources. And the closer our food resembles what Mother Nature made, either on a leaf or a root in the ground or a bush or a branch or whatever else, or the animal kingdom that ate that very same thing, The more we eat that resembles that original source, the healthier we're going to be. Mm-hmm. The more we eat foods that you do not find Mother Nature making, like the stuff you just said. Mother Nature doesn't make bread, but there are ways in which you can preserve whole grain goodness in certain kinds of breads. Most breads are going to hurt you. Sourdough's pretty good. When we pasteurize things, like ultra-pasteurized fruit juices, are nothing more than just sugar water with some fruit flavoring in it, because the vitamin C's been destroyed, other vitamins have been destroyed, some of the minerals have been put into a condition your body can't
absorb.
There's
a lot of additives that are put in.
They have to put the additives in there in order to give shelf life, so that they, you know, it used to, you know, 40, 50 years ago, you were lucky if your product would last on the shelf for 30 days.
Yeah.
With all the food labeling laws that have allowed them to put in all of this crap into food to make it look like food and give it a six-month. Well, to give it a six-month shelf life.
Yeah, right.
So it can sit in the back of the grocery store for a month or two while they try to control the amount of shipments that are coming into the store so that they don't end up with waste and stuff they have to throw away. Now you've got 6 months life or 6 months food or shelf enhancement. And the more you do this, the more you remove from the food that which would spoil. And the problem is, the things in foods that spoil the quickest are the things that give us our life and our nutrition.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, let's consider the Cheeto, for example. When you taste them, there's a little dust on the top of a Cheeto. Start melting in your mouth. It hits your tongue. It doesn't take more than a couple of bites before you have dissolved a Cheeto and you're ready for another handful. This is what they call hyperpalatability, the science behind making food delicious that you don't have to even chew it. And your brain says, I want some more of this.
Your brain can smell it across the room.
Yeah.
And so there's an awful lot of money that is spent on research.
Yep.
To get these things so that it looks like food, it kind of tastes like food, but there's no nutrition in it.
That isn't food. Surprise!
And so we end up, and that's where the cancer comes from. That's where the heart disease comes from, because the heart is not getting its nutrition. The immune system is not getting its nutrition, so it can't kill the cancer cells.
All right, there's a word to the wise, something to consider from Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work,
people often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.